and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
They did it. Fairfield American became the Connecticut State Champions in Little League. And now they're competing in the New England Little League Regionals. And now, Saturday, they're going to the finals. They beat New Hampshire yesterday. Star 99.9, today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven.
Coach Michael Randazzo, what's it feel like to be a winner?
Well, we've still got another one, so it's but it feels pretty good to be to win the winner's bracket, that's for sure.
So now that's it. Saturday, you're going to play to be the regional champs, and then you guys can go to the Little League Championships.
The World Series.
Yeah. That's
whatever it's called.
Right.
Yeah.
No idea. She has no idea.
Yeah, it's going to be a challenge, to say the least, whoever we play. But, boy, it really is a good feeling. Six innings away from, you know, what everybody, what all these little leaguers play for, and quite frankly, what, you know, we as coaches obviously hope for as well.
Mike, when does it, like, I mean, after you rack up some of these victories, when is it like the majors come over and they're like, all right, listen, we've been looking at the tape, and we want to talk to you about some of your philosophies here.
Yeah, no. I don't think it's a very different game in the big field versus Little League. By the way, I'm hanging up my whistle, so to speak, as soon as this tournament or as soon as we're completed this year. I can't wait to watch my two sons grow up on the baseball field.
So,
this is it for me, no matter what.
Wait, is Coach Randazzo announcing, as he's about to take the biggest game of his life, his retirement?
He's stepping away.
I'm putting it out there. I think everybody close to me knows that. And, you know, I've missed so much baseball for my son that's going to be a senior, all his travel ball. You know, he's fortunate enough to have committed to go pitch at Bryant University in Rhode Island.
Wow.
After next year. But, you know, I'm not missing these last 3 or 4 years of my, certainly of Leo, my 13-year-old, but also of Michael for his last year next year. So,
Coach, have you told your players this? Your players are aware of this, I would imagine.
Yeah, I think they're done with me. I don't even think they hear my voice anymore after, you know, between two and four years of coaching these boys, and it's only 8 weeks a year. I think they're done with me as well. So I think they're ready to move on to somebody else.
I'm sure, though, there's that incentive there. There's a couple kids that are like, we got to do it for the Gipper. We got to do it for the Gipper.
Yeah, something like that. I'm not sure these 12 and 13-year-olds know who Gipper is. So.
I mean, I don't know who the Gipper is, to be honest with you. So there's that.
I'll send you a Google link, right. Anna. Seriously.
Oh, that's funny.
Are any of the kids near you right now?
No, are you kidding me? They're sleeping right now.
Oh, I wanted to wake one of them up.
Yeah, no, if I talk like this in there, they're going to start throwing things at me. So I'll be the next target. So now they're crashing. We're going to let them sleep in a bit. But we got to get back out on the field because there is, I'm not kidding, we have 2 days off and we have, you know, a lot of downtimes. Me and the coaches have to keep the 14 boys occupied somehow.
I can only imagine what it smells like in that room where there's like 12 or 13 boys just sitting there for days.
Listen, we talked about that with the parents last night, and you know, it's not good, I'll tell you, particularly because other teams come in, and, well, it's what you would think. Let's put it that way. It is not good. So at some point, I think we got to just drop a bomb, or, you know, whatever those things are, and drop a bomb to fumigate the place, you know, as soon as we leave. So it'll be in the best interest of the next team for next year.
Imagine you're that parent, your kid's on that team, you have, you know, you can't go to the tournament, and you get that email from the coach being like, we have a problem with the conditions, the living conditions. Your children smell awful.
There's some sort of growth.
Right.
In here.
Yeah, Well, I think these folks, you know, they're ready for it. Me and the other coaches have forewarned them that, you know, expect a bill coming out of this one at some point.
Well, Coach Randazzo, Fairfield American, we are so excited. You go get that New England Little League Regional Championship for us on Saturday.
All right. Thank you again. Appreciate your time again today.